So today I am at the UN attending a private dialogue session for climate action. So I got to meet people from big corporations to activists to people who are working with youth groups to talk about climate change. And I was there as somebody who has access to a younger generation through my social media platform. And we just talked about the different things that are being done around the world, especially since the Paris Agreement, to combat climate change.
So I know that you grew up loving nature, recycling, and more recently became vegetarian. Was there a sort of turning point for you where you realized I could use my platform now to become an advocate for bettering the planet?
I think the turning point was probably when I posted something online, and it may have been about climate change or about the environment, and the response was huge. And it was like, people were hearing about climate change for the first time, and I thought that was crazy that it took me to my however many followers to draw attention to it and draw light on it. And so I think once I realized that doing something that simple could have such a big impact and create awareness, I think that made me realize that I could keep doing it and keep inspiring people and keep people up to date with things. I realized that people started following me not just for my music, but for stuff about the environment and, not just doom and gloom, but positive stuff too. So I think more recently I've realized that it is so important to keep people knowledgeable, but also not inundate people. So I've kind of, social media has become really, it's been a real learning curve as to how to communicate to people.
What is the relationship between standing up against issues you believe in, like standing up against climate change, and your work as an artist?
I feel like I have an immense amount of freedom as an artist to sing about what I want and to perform in what I want and to pretty much do what I want as a kind of freedom. But I don't feel like I have that necessarily that luxury with my activism. And I don't always want to write about the things that I am, protesting, i.e., not enough action on climate change. And I think it's important that I stay true to myself as an artist, so that I continue being the person that my fans want to follow. And, most people have been following me because of how honest I am as a songwriter and because of what I do with music. And I think to start kind of merging the two, I don't think this is necessarily my aim. My aim is to continue being who I am as an artist, but using that platform to enlighten people to big issues like climate change.
So what are your next steps? What are some of the plans you have in the works to for continuing your commitment to bettering the planet?
I think that what we are talking about in the private dialogue session today was that there is sort of a missing link between an incredible thing like the UN and people actually taking action. That the science is there, the expertise is there, but I just don't think it's necessarily being put to the best use. So trying to find that kind of missing link between the UN and between the decision makers and younger people, younger generations, because ultimately they're the people who have to deal with the things that we've done to the planet. So I think my aim from now on is to keep the conversation going, keep finding solutions, keep talking to people from all the different sectors, all the different businesses, and make sure that it stays top of the agenda for this planet, because it really is the biggest threat. But also I want to make sure people see how much good is being done and how much positivity there is and optimism, and really just to make sure that young people understand it. So whatever that will be, there might be something next year or the year after where, it might be a big event or a concert or Earth Hour. But I think, keeping the sustainable goals, the UN's goals in mind too, I think I just want to make sure I keep young people passionate about the planet and about the environment. It's easy to think of it as doom and gloom, and it's easy to think that it's too late, but it really isn't too late, and there's so much to be done, and there are so many ways you can change your personal lifestyle, to help the environment. And I think it's really just a case of more communication, better communication, and learning, learning about the planet, learning about geography, learning about what's at stake if we carry on, but education and communication and I mean, there's a million things, but I'm certainly just going to keep doing everything I can, you know, to help.